Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Today I'm going to touch on a guy that's playing his last game of footy this weekend, Darius Boyd. It's been one of the most polarising careers we've ever seen in rugby league, and unfortunately it's become really popular just to bag Darius Boyd and pretend like he can't play, but the reality is the bloke has had a fantastic career, and he is one of the all-time great footballers. At his peak, there was very few better at what he did. Have some respect for Darius Boyd, because it's one hell of a career. Let me run you through it.
Put away everything because he's going down to touchdown at the Randwick end. 90 metres for Darius Boyd. I don't know where he's going, but he's going to score.
A product of PBC, Palm Beach Currumbin, up there at the Gold Coast, Darius Boyd made his debut in 2006. Scored a try on debut playing against the North Queensland Cowboys in round one of that season. By the end of the year, Darius Boyd, he would play every single game, he'd score 11 tries, he'd be the Brisbane Broncos Rookie of the Year, and he'd also be the RLPA Rookie of the Year. So, you know, the players knew from the start Boyd was special. You know, the Dally M Rookie of the Year, it's good to receive, but it's the RLPA award that means a lot. That's voted by your peers. So the other players in the NRL decided Darius Boyd, he was the best young gun in the game that year. An incredible effort. Of course, that's not where 2006 ended for him. The Brisbane Broncos, they play the Melbourne Storm in the grand final. Darius Boyd lines up on the wing in just his first season of first grade. And of course, they go on to win that grand final. So he's only one season into his career. He's won a premiership. He's the Rookie of the Year. Just incredible stuff. He scored more than 10 tries. He was special from the very start. And the one person that knew that was Wayne Bennett. Wayne Bennett knew how good he could potentially be. And there's no shock that he carried him around for his entire career. 2008 was a massive season for Darius Boyd. Round one against the Penrith Panthers, he scored a hat-trick. Brisbane go on to win that game 48-12. A few months later, he makes his State of Origin debut outside of Greg Inglis, where he would really make a name for himself. Of course, Darius scores two tries on debut there. Now, it's at the end of 2008 where Wayne Bennett, he signs with the St. George Illawarra Dragons. And of course, as I just said, he knew who was the man he had to take with him. And wow, was it a masterstroke. So Darius packs his bags and heads down to the St. George Illawarra Dragons with his coach, Wayne Bennett. Now, this is where Darius plays his best football. And in my opinion, he was the best player in the game for a period of time there. And I think people overlook it. He was a better fullback than Billy Slater in 2010. I have no doubt about it. This is where Darius Boyd, he mastered his trade. And that was 3-on-2. You would simply have to hit Darius Boyd out the back and he would make the right decision 99 times out of 100. The ball-playing ability that Darius Boyd had is so underrated in rugby league. It's just, you know, we had Carl Michael Hunt come along at that time. We had Billy Slater emerging, and it was just Darius Boyd was the most consistent and the best out of them by far and away. And it all came together on that night in 2010 when they won the premiership. And he himself won the Clive Churchill medal. I think he puts Jason Nightingale in for two or three tries there with his selective passing. He was just incredible. And it's one of the most underrated factors about Darius Boyd that he was able to do this for so long. And the thing about what he does, his passing, he makes it look so easy that people underrate it. And it is just such a difficult thing to be able to do. We see the top shelf fullbacks struggle to do it now. Darius was doing this 10 years ago and was absolutely nailing it. As I said, 2010 was a massive year for Darius. Of course, he won the Clive Churchill medal in that grand final. They won the premiership. He was the Dally M fullback of the year, and he was the RLPA player of the year. Now, that is the greatest accolade you can get, in my opinion. The peers in his game, they voted him as the very best that year. It is an incredible achievement, and it just sums Darius up and the sort of footballer he was. Now, I understand you might not like Darius, and he's had a few moments in his career where he's carried on. Like, he had the interview that he did at the Dragons, which wasn't a good look, and I understand if you don't like him, but you simply have to respect how much of a good footballer Darius Boyd was. If you're one of these people that jumps on social media and bags him, I don't understand you. I don't get you. Yes, he hasn't played a great 3 or 4 years of footy here, but his career, he is second to none. He has achieved more than most guys would dream of. Of course, after his time with the Dragons, Wayne Bennett moves on. He goes to Newcastle. Who does he take with him? Darius Boyd. The greatest coach of all time. He knows the man he wants. He takes him with him. It just sums up how good Darius is. They go to Newcastle. They have success in their first year or two. And then it all sort of falls apart. And of course, Wayne Bennett, he then returns to Brisbane. He's coming home. Who does he take home with him? Darius Boyd. And if it wasn't for Michael Morgan in 2015, all of a sudden, Darius Boyd has another premiership, a third premiership in his career when him and Wayne return there. Darius's career in first grade has been unbelievable. Across the three clubs he's been at, he has been simply amazing. Yes, he hasn't finished strong over the last 2 or 3 years, but my God, he has achieved so much. Let's talk about his rep level now. I mean, Queensland, I think he holds the record for most tries ever. Yes, tell me he was outside Greg Inglis, that's fine. He still had to earn that spot every year. He still had to do his job there every single year. You can sit there on a bar stool and tell me that all he had to do was put the ball down. Please, wake up. He is a tremendous footballer. He was one of the best fullbacks in the game, transitioned to the wing, and he wasn't an athletic sort of fullback either. He was a ball-playing fullback. Moved to the wing and does a job for Queensland every single time. Find me a Queensland winger that's going to play over the next few years that has less of a skill set than Darius Boyd. He didn't have all the skills in the world. He wasn't Mr. Acrobatic, but he was Mr. Reliable, and he would always do a job. His timing was always perfect, and he was always on the mark, and that's what you need in Origin football. When you got a guy like Greg Inglis who's going to turn half opportunities into opportunities, you need a man that's prepared, ready, and knows where he needs to be, and that was Darius Boyd. That sums up Darius Boyd's career. Let's look at his test match achievements. Darius Boyd has played 23 games for Australia. He scored 16 tries. But of those 23 games, he has never lost a single test for the Kangaroos. Not one. 23 from 23 victories. Don't tell me it's luck. Don't tell me, you know, it's the Kangaroos. They never lose games. They do lose games. It's the reality of the Kangaroos. They are extremely talented. They're extremely good, but they lose games. Darius Boyd doesn't. He's never been in a losing side. That says something about him. He holds the record for most tries for Queensland. That says something about him. He's won 2 premierships. He was the Clive Churchill medalist. Now, in my opinion, getting the Clive Churchill medalist, that is right up there with the greatest achievements you can possibly have. On the biggest stage, when it matters the most, you were the best player on the field. And there was no question that night either. It wasn't a controversial one. Darius Boyd was by far and away the best player on the park in the 2010 grand final. You don't have to like Darius Boyd, and I'm not trying to convince you to be in his fan club, but you have to respect what he has achieved over his career, and you have to respect that Wayne Bennett, the most successful coach of all time, saw his ability and took him with him everywhere it went. It says so much about Darius. You don't have to like him, but please respect him.